USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Thanksgiving weekend trip home has become a nightmare for many Americans. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
This has been nothing but a headache for millions of people all the way from the Great Lakes, the Midwest, the Northern Tier, and across the Northeast and New England. Area of low pressure is situated across the lower Great Lakes. It is going to travel towards the east. Numerous reports of snow, whiteout conditions. There was just a report out of Garrett County in Maryland, and they had 36-car multi-pileup there.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says
first band of snow will impact certain parts of the Monday morning commute. There will be a pause in snowfall through Monday morning, and a second band of snow will begin more accumulation of snow and slush that will impact the Monday evening commute and the Tuesday morning commute.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry says he's forming a bipartisan coalition to promote a political movement behind climate change. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
Young people get it. They understand what this is about. But they don't have a vote in the boardroom. They don't have a vote in Congress. They don't have stock in the fossil fuel companies. And the fact is that there are a huge number of jobs to be created here.
And just ahead of a big climate change summit, the 25th Conference of the Parties in Madrid, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is now warning that the world is at the point of no return.
We must stop our war against nature, and science tells us that we can do it.
He says regional governments are falling short when it comes to cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Negotiators from almost 200 countries will attend the conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A California composer has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Chances have it, whether you're young or old, you've heard the song.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Now comes word that the man who co-wrote that enduring Harry Belafonte hit, Irvin Berge, has passed away at 95. The Prime Minister of Barbados making the announcement at the Barbados Independence Day Parade on Saturday. Deo was written in 1952. It's been a ubiquitous song around the world. It appeared in everything from the film and Broadway musical Beetlejuice to an E-Trade commercial. It was also the wake-up call for astronauts on two space shuttle missions in the 1990s. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weekly report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds high levels of flu-like illness in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, and Nevada, with the most cases reported in Mississippi. Experts say it's not too late to get vaccinated and plan for a season when family gatherings and travel can contribute to the spread of flu. Even though the season is just beginning, the CDC has already reported 4 deaths among children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.